What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Because you know, like at camps and stuff like this, you take the ball out, you ain't getting the ball back. Like, you the last one up the court, they already did their thing. So I stopped there, and I just got into a rhythm and started hooping.
The Lakers should sign Trae Young this summer.
They got to kind of start preparing for, like, if LeBron's last year is this year or next year, whenever it is. And I feel like a pick and roll with AD and a guy like Trae Young would be deadly.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
You good, bro? You good for this tour? You nervous? What's going on? I thought you made love to pressure, bro.
I'm worried about going to Detroit, bro. I ain't been there in a while. You know I got in a little trouble there.
This is 20 years ago, bro. They not tripping off that.
Yeah, but, you know, I just feel like I need a pep talk. Like, I need some motivation. I don't feel as confident as I normally am.
I think I might know somebody.
Okay, fellas, you know we're getting ready to go to the D in Chicago. Let's talk about the D first. Y'all got minks?
No. Y'all know how to get down.
Yeah. Y'all know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody there, right?
I might need that connection.
I got that.
I'm in Cali, so
I got you.
Okay.
But when you go there, you got to have your swagger. You got to have your confidence. You got to have that it. Y'all got any gators?
I do.
Yes. Bring the gators back. I know they're in the bottom of the basement. Yeah. Dust them off a little bit. Bring the gators back.
Yeah.
Okay, Chi-Town. See, there y'all played there. Y'all know what time it is. Y'all know how shy I get down. Y'all ready for that?
Yeah. Windy City.
Yeah, but it may not be windy. Mm. But it will blow. Y'all straight?
Yeah.
I want y'all to be the best that y'all could possibly be. Remember, they came to see y'all, not the guest.
Let's get it.
They came to see y'all, and not the guest. Yeah. All right? Let's go.
Shy, let's get this.
NBA playoffs are here. Let's go. We've been waiting all year for this.
That's right. All roads lead to the NBA Finals. These matchups are crazy. The stakes couldn't be any higher, and the cash prizes are huge. Who's going to come out on top? Who are you putting your money on?
Thanks to our partner DraftKings, we're hooking you up. You can get in on all the action for a chance to win some cash during the playoffs.
So listen up. Here's the deal. Right now, all new customers get $200 in pick six credits. No stress at all if your first pick set loses.
Getting started is simple. Download the DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Sign up using the promo code SMOKE.
Again, all new customers get up to $200 in pick 6 credits. No stress if your first pick set loses. With promo code SMOKE, the crown is yours. 30 games and 2,460 total games of NBA season has built up to this. Playoff basketball is finally here. This season has been unforgettable, and the playoff matchups are stacked. Big plays, high stakes, and historical moments are upon us. These games are a must-watch, and there's nothing like watching playoff basketball in person. So if you're looking to hit up a game, you can keep up with the schedule and score last-minute deals with the Game Time app. If you're like me and look for tickets last minute, it can be frustrating and stressful. But with Game Time, I have no worries. Not only have I seen last-minute deals up to 60% off, but they also have the lowest prices guaranteed. If you find tickets in the section or row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Part of the Game Time guarantee is event cancellation protection, 24-hour returns, and job assurance. Game Time always has me covered. So when I'm buying tickets, I eliminate the guesswork and frustration with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and use code SMOKE for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code SMOKE. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest prices, guaranteed.
Oh, the smoke, Colorado run. We had a great time yesterday, actually with someone who was a big, big fan of yours, the Snake, Jake Plummer.
He said,
Jake, bad boy. Jake,
yeah. We told him to tell you what's up.
Oh, we played. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we had some good ones.
He was a big fan, so we got a chance to go to his mushroom farm out here and him kind of educate us on the process and how he kind of started turning to that post-career to deal with pain and all that kind of stuff. And then today we get to sit up here with you, man.
First of all, man, y'all a family, man. Y'all got me like, you know, like y'all the OGs,
you
got,
man.
No, you know y'all the OGs. Like y'all are it, man. Like y'all are the realest cats I've ever ran across in my life. I ain't even know y'all and I was fans. And then I started doing my homework and you say, okay, all right. And this joker right here, arguably, I'm going to say arguably, is the best other athlete. Mm-hmm. When I say other athlete, I mean by, okay, I know you did basketball, mm-hmm. but he could have played football. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Prime. A lot of people don't know. Bro.
No, because everybody see the film and they get, you know, you give AI the love that he deserved, quarterback.
I used to really do
they
it.
They got some tape on Bron.
Yeah.
But dog, come on, man.
I used to really do it.
No, you put it down.
Why
you went the other way?
I just didn't see at the time nobody 6'8 doing it. You know, Harold Carmichael before your time with the Eagles, 6'7", but I just didn't really see it.
No, you made the right decision.
Yeah,
I just want to know why.
Yeah. I mean, there's not a day that passed, especially when I was first grinding in the beginning of my career, like, damn, I'm just going to play football. But stuck with it and wrote it out.
You know, it's a trip that you didn't think about doing both.
Yeah. UCLA, it was funny. I went to spring ball for UCLA after my sophomore year, and they started, we're going to change the scholarship, we're gonna have to move out the dorms, all this, like, just to play football. It's going to stick with basketball. So. It was all it was. But, man, thank you for your time, obviously.
I got a message from Jake, though. I said, Jake, he said, yeah, everybody was just scared of Deion. Like, nobody wanted to throw him. But I used to go at him all the time. Like, oh, you used to throw at him? Yeah. But I said, did he get you? Oh, yeah, he got me a lot. But I wasn't scared to throw at him.
To his credit, he was not.
Yeah, Jake
was tough.
Shout out, Jake.
Man, let's get to it. I mean, what you've been able to do in this next chapter for yourself, as far as coaching, starting out at where you started at Jackson State, bring that energy and attention to Colorado, change the economy in Colorado, just in your six games, the amount of money, the revenue you've brought to the city. When you kind of sit back and just think about the process and the journey and where you guys are at right now, what comes to mind?
You know what, I don't think about that because I'm a now dude.
Okay.
Like, I'm a right now, let's dominate the now. When I dominate the now, that's going to shape tomorrow.
Okay.
And I'm straight. I ain't got time to be, I'm not crippled from yesterday, and I'm not paralyzed by the thought process of tomorrow because I'm going to dominate the now. And that's how I live. I'm not going to say I don't have thought of looking around down the street because God has given me vision to even look around the corner. Mm-hmm. I can see around the corner. So I know what's coming. So I'm straight, I'm happy. But I was always called to add to people, man. Not just to be him. We've all been him. That's just who we come with. But I've always been called to add to people, to help people multiply, and to help people just go get it at the next level from a young age, man. I think I saw my mama doing it, and it was kind of contagious that we always had someone else who lived with us. We always was feeding someone else. We always was taking care of someone else. And that's who I've always been.
A giver. You've been in this for a long time as far as the spotlight and the fame and performing on the biggest stages. What you were able to bring last year from a star power perspective captivated the country, from The Rock to Lil Wayne to Wu-Tang, everybody under the sun pulling up. I know you and your and where you're at as a man can handle that. Do you think that at all got to the kids?
Got to the kids, it got to the grown folks.
Yeah, 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 for real.
Everybody ain't built for that, man.
Yeah,
everybody's not built to handle that light.
It's a
that,
lot.
That light.
It's bright.
Oh, it's not bright. Only is it blinding, but it's also intoxicating.
You can make a break.
So it's not just the kids, some of the coaches,
okay,
some of the personnel in this beautiful building wasn't ready for what we came with and the consistency thereof. It's not easy, man, being him and being shot at all your life. I'm used to it.
Right.
Y'all used to it.
Yeah.
How many times you've been shot at all your life? It's always something, isn't it?
Yep.
I mean, if it ain't the companion, it's the family member, or it's the kids, it's always something.
Or
the homie, it's always something, but we know how to handle that.
Right.
We equipped for it. We built for it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody ain't built for that, man.
Right.
So we start putting Band-Aids on everything instead of really, really take them to the doctor. We start helping them medicate pain and certain things thereof, and that's not the remedy for it because that's how we get through it. We compartmentalize things. I got a whole bunch of compartments over here now. They all open at the same time. I got a problem.
I'm accounting for all those departments over there. You feel me?
But that's how we move.
Right, right.
We compartmentalize things and we move on.
Yeah.
And then we may come back and deal with it later. But I ain't got time to stop, man.
Right.
Because if I stop, the enemy gonna get a good shot at me.
Mm.
I gotta keep moving. Sit I don't hunt or I don't kill,
can't.
But I do have acreage.
Yeah.
And I got wild hogs and deer and everything, and they told me if they steal, they get a good shot at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if they keep moving, it's hard to get them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna just keep on moving.
Yeah, got to. Ain't no choice. You started off the season 3-0.
Yeah.
Looked great.
It was
and
crazy.
And then ended up 4-8 after that.
Yeah.
The jump from, you know, they won what, one game the season before? So obviously it was a successful season, but I know in your eyes and the competitor you are,
not
definitely wasn't good enough.
No,
so
not for me.
Coming into this season, I mean, we all saw the weakness. I'm a football head. I know you all need a front line. Your son was running for his life. Your son was running for his life. So,
I can't wait till y'all talk to Shador about that.
Coming into this season, I mean, were holes addressed and just a whole new energy. And like you said, it's not only the players. It's this whole school. Now they get a taste of what you guys brought and think they'll be ready for it this upcoming season.
Yeah, we started with the inside the house first. Let's take care inside the house. So we took care of offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator. We're pros, man. You know how it is. You guys coach AAU and you handle that, but you coaching it from a pro's perspective.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then it irks you if somebody's not of that same thought process.
Mm-hmm.
They got to elevate to where you are because you're like, come on, dog. Like, come on, step it up. And that's why I'm as a coach. Like, I had a pro mind. Then I worked on the other side of that camera for about 17 to 20 years. So I see all facets of it. So I went out and got some pros, man. You know, my offensive coordinator, my defensive coordinator, several positions. We in college ball, we get 10 hired positions and plus a coach. That's 11. 7 out of the 10 come from the NFL. We got NFL experience. Inside this building, we got, I believe, over 100 and some years of 179, I believe, years of NFL experience. So it's hard to tell somebody how to get somewhere and you hadn't been.
Talk to them.
Yeah, but we got a true NFL navigational system up in here.
Mm-hmm.
And I cope better and I deal with them and they feel me a little better than before. And I'm happy about that. So not only did we adjust getting Shador the protection, but getting the heat on the other side. We still got some linebackers coming in. I think we got 4 corners coming in, 4 more receivers coming in to give that a little more depth. and we straight. I feel like we straight with all I know that's coming in this summer that's going to be here. And you know, I love that portal. I like high school, but I do it like pros. Like pros use free agency.
Experience.
Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. pros got 7 draft choices. Mm-hmm. And then they utilize free agency. I utilize free agency, and I don't mind spending 5 to 10 draft choices in high school. I would like to increase that as we get more depth and we get more stability.
But, you gotta build that foundation.
But until that, mm-hmm. I got to get that foundation from mm-hmm. the portal.
Yep.
You talked about your kids. Does anything in your life compare to watching your children thrive?
Duh.
I know you had a lot of success. You won all awards. Does anything compare to that?
Man, first of all, I can tell when y'all post y'all kids.
Oh, yeah.
How y'all feel?
Same word,
I see you coach your kid.
That same Kool-Aid smile you got right there.
No, you know, when you start talking about my babies, I'm sitting up here talking about, thinking about, hey, my kids. I just sat there. I had a press conference, and then I watched them do their press conference, and it was crazy. And I'm just sitting up there watching them side by side playing like they did when they were shorties and recanting the things that they've been taught and how to articulate themselves well. Then Bucky's over there with the camera filming them, you know. So I got my babies, all three of my sons here, doing the doggone thing. And when I tell you, it's not a day of work, man.
You love it. That's
I get to come to see my boys every day.
Spend more time. So people don't understand.
Oh, my God.
The time you get, because I mean, along with you, not to cut you off, but coaching my sons, and obviously with, you know, my situation where I'm week on, week off with their moms.
Right.
So coaching, I get to see them on my off weeks and spend more time. And although I'm coaching, it's spending time with my sons at the end of the day.
Well, let's give each other a shout out for a minute, because you just stumbled on something that we can help the men out there. All of us have been through some bull, John.
Mm, yeah.
Some trials and tribulations with our kids.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But that ain't stopped us from being a father.
At all.
We ain't no baby daddies.
Mm-mm, no.
Nah. We're fathers.
Yeah. Black fathers.
So I don't care what they do, what they say, because they going to do what they going to say to women. Mm-hmm. But we've continued to be
there
who we've been called to be.
Yes,
and that's real fathers, man.
And it's time.
I appreciate y'all.
It's time spent. It's not the money, too. Not to
kind
of dwell on this, but I think some people, because we've had teammates that think they could throw money at the.
Don't work.
And it don't work.
Fix that problem. You can fix it with some money.
It's a Band-Aid.
Yeah.
It's that band. But like I said, that time, you can't, that time is undefeated.
And they have memories, man. Like my kids have so many memories. And I'm out there on the practice field in the shallow, I stay on the defensive side when they're going at it, and Shallow saying some little slick stuff to me. It's just funny because it's like we kids.
Yep,
like
they,
I can remember the childhood.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
Yeah.
I tell people all the time, I love the relationship I have with my sons, because it's not about me pushing them to be what I want them to be. I'm more their homeboy first, and whatever they decide to do, I just support them. You know what I mean? Because you can really kill your kid's motivation or kill his drive by trying to push him to be what you want him to be.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And to see that walk you and Shadua take from when he was a kid to now, you know, I get excited to see that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't always have that relationship with my son, but as time passed, from him seeing me continue to be there regardless of what's going on, now we have that relationship. So to see y'all build that and to see the success that y'all getting now, and It's touching to guys like us, man, because everybody wants that relationship with their son.
Yeah, and my kids, man, they've been there every bit of the way. And most people ask me, what you going to do when they out? You know, y'all going to pros together? I say, you know what? A real father leads his sons.
Right.
He don't follow them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm good. I'll be him. Mm-hmm. I ain't going nowhere. I'm straight. I love Boulder, Colorado, and I cannot wait till they go into the NFL and do their thing. But I'm not following my kids nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
I lead my kids places.
Yeah. 5-10 years from now,
what
do you see the family?
The kids are being pros, and I'll be here.
Mm.
And you see the mountains behind us?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You'll see my head up there.
Yeah.
Just like that.
With or without the beard?
Hey, oh, without the beard. I'm going to look young.
Yeah.
I'm going to look young. Believe that. I'm going to look young.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it, man. I'm going to be up there. Yeah.
Me and you talk. You know, I send you a message for every game.
Yeah.
And we talk.
And I appreciate that, too,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you might
get
that
guy. You just thought about me. I appreciate that,
though. Because that's real support. You know what I mean? And we talk about, you know, being dogs and kids being motivated. And with the NIL, a lot of kids are making money, and it'll kill the motivation and drive. And we had to come up. We had to, as kids, sometimes we had to just go play somewhere just to get a meal.
Yeah.
Not necessarily to make a team, you know what I'm saying, just to eat. So
we were shooting outside.
Mm.
Our whole life playing
anybody
in the rain.
Anybody playing outside anymore?
Not no more.
Not allowed.
We used to play in the rain. How do you keep kids motivated, and how do you even keep your kids motivated to continue to want to be great when you have everything already?
Well, other kids, let me address them first. This happens to be our recruiting room. And we set it up where the parents are sitting over here and the coach, I'm sitting in the middle, offensive coordinator, position coach. And one of the first things I ask the young man, what's your why? I need to know your why. Oftentimes, college coaches sit in these type of meetings and the kids are recruiting them. No, no, I'm recruiting you. I want to see if you fit with us. You know, the power's over here. I want to see if you fit. And I want to know their why, man. And if they can't connect their why to something that's real, that's tangible, that's mama, that they get tired of seeing her drive an hour and a half to work or get up in the morning at these crazy times, and they get tired of living in the hood and they just want better for all their siblings. If I don't see that why, it's going to be a problem. It's hard for me to connect to them if they don't have that why. Now, as far as my kids, they grew up with, but I took them over to the hood, man, and put them in baseball, football, basketball, and I ran my own programs because I wanted them to have this, but I ain't want to raise no cat. I wanted to raise a dog because, you know, the cat got all the nice little boxes and everything is in the house. They got all the toys and the cans roll back real good. See, the dogs, we put them outside and just throw a bone out there and they do what they do. Ain't no, you know, he may be chained up for life.
Yeah, he good, though.
Yeah, he good, though. But if he happened to get off that chain, it's going to be a problem. So I raised some dogs, even though they're affluent.
Yeah.
We had options, so to speak.
Yeah.
And I'm happy the way I chose to raise them, and I see y'all doing the same thing. I know you ain't playing. I know you ain't playing.
It's interesting. I literally just talked about this on another conversation because, again, we worked so hard so they didn't have to do everything we did.
Yeah.
Come from where we come from, but at the same time, how do you keep that balance? How do you keep that
you can't,
how do you keep that understanding?
You got to have the understanding. You can't – see, this is our problem. We want to get them out the hood where we living, where all us living, you know, with housekeepers and so forth. But when it's time for them to be a dog, they answer to a cat's voice. And see, that's when we had a problem.
That's the problem.
That's the problem. Because we don't want them to go through the things we went through, but the reason we are who we are is because of the things that we went through and how we grew up and the things that we desired and the things that we couldn't have and the things that we had to work for. I just pulled a chapter out of the book today and educated my team. I said, You got to want it first. Then you got to work it. Then you have the opportunity to win it. But it all starts with your want. You got to want this. I can't want this for you. You got to want this like no other. Then the work has to happen. And see, the work and the want got to add up together to want each other. Then that puts you in the position to win. Ain't nobody giving you no W. You got to go take that thing, man. So I'm always teaching life lessons to my youngsters and to my kids, not only my kids, but to the team. That's how we start off every morning with something I've gleaned from reading or a video or some type of message every morning.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
I think it's deeper what you're doing from what I've seen. And obviously we haven't been, you know, here yet. It will come back this season, but you're a coach. But to me, you're more of a mentor and a leader of young men. Yeah. And to me, that's more important than coaching. And I think that's why you're having success as a coach, is because it's not all about the X and O's.
Right.
It's about, I want you to be good players, but I also want to teach you how to be better men.
That's right.
And I can see that from a distance. And I think that's important, because the old days of the X and O's and coaches screaming, that shit don't work anymore, because these kids are different.
They're different.
So how do you relate to them? How do you go down to their level, get them to gain their trust, and then take them where you want to take them?
Relationship.
And I've seen you've been able to do that.
Relationships. It starts off with the relationship with the whole staff. With the different relationships. First of all, a kid has to know me. I got to know him. I got to know buttons. I got to know who's who, what's what, and how this kid gets down. Some kids you can yell at, some kids you can't. Some kids you can whisper to, some kids you just have to look at them. Some kids operate totally different, but if you don't have a relationship, you don't know that. I knew in the middle of the season last year when Jimmy Horn wasn't giving me what he usually gave me. He's a Florida boy. He's a bona fide dog. Pops is incarcerated, and I know that. So I know where Jimmy came from and how he grew up. And he wasn't getting it to me. So I had to go grab him and hug him and say, look here, dog. Papa's in jail looking at this, man. He mad in the compound, you know, shorty clowning them in there because you tripping. Let's make Pop happy. I grabbed him. I hugged him. I released him. He thought about that thing and came back and hugged me again. And he went out and caught the game winning touchdown. But if it wasn't for the relationship, I wouldn't have known that button and how to push it. We had a game at the end of the game. I think we went into overtime. And Shallow ran over to me. He said, Dad, you putting the defense out there first? I said, no, I'm putting your brother out there first, and he going to win it.
Yeah, I remember.
He going to win it. Then y'all going to have to stop him, because I know Shador. Yeah. I know who he is, and the defense wasn't rolling at that time. Mm-hmm. But knowing who he is and you give him that ball, it's a wrap. But you don't know that unless you have relationships, not just with my kids, with the other kids around, as well as the coaches, man. And I actually love this, man. Mm-hmm. I ain't just doing this for no bag, because I came with that. Mm-hmm. So I actually love this. Like this ain't, this is just padding my landing a little more. My landing was already padded, but I really love that this is not work. Like these mounds of beauty, I never would have thought that God would have sent me to this side of the country. Man, I'm a Southern boy. I'm a Florida boy. You know, I like the South. I like the sun. I like the fish. I'm sitting up there in the snow, you know, and it's a little cool. It's not cold, but it's a little cool. I never would have fathomed being sent to this side of the country to do what I'm called to do. But I love it, man. And it ain't a day of work. Ain't no work for me. I get up in the morning. I was here this morning probably about 4:45, ready. Like, let's go. Let's do this. I go in and get in the sauna, get my words together. It's like, okay, this is what I got from this morning. This was God to give me this morning. And I have a routine, man. I have a morning routine that I abide by, and I'm ready for the youngsters. I can't wait, because today was a practice day. and I loved it. We had a good day today too.
One thing, teaching them young men how to be good human beings is something that I learned in life, because everybody not gonna make it to professional. But being human, a great human being will still make you successful in life, right, outside of sports.
Go pro, right.
So that's
else.
Important to teach. You know, mm-hmm, what I'm saying? I commend you for teaching them that. I had to learn that as a man.
Yeah.
You know, how you treat people and being a great human being. Speaking of being a marketing genius, you got mine, my prime razor. You know what I'm saying? Y'all get one. You know, oh, yeah, what I'm saying? Prime razor.
Y'all on every list I got.
I got you. I appreciate you. You got to believe, though.
List I got.
I appreciate you. Believe.
And you should have some shoes coming.
No, oh, we got the shoes already.
More?
No. So, this more coming.
Okay.
Ooh, this month. Ain't they coming this month? Jose, anybody from my team in here? Yeah, I got some more coming this month.
Come on, sir, with it. Come on, yeah, with it.
Yes, sir.
What would 19-year-old prime look like in this landscape? Banks bouncing.
Hey, okay, hold on. Is he saved? Because
no,
he ain't got the Lord with him.
Not yet.
Not yet. Oh, he ain't got the Lord with him. It's going to be trouble.
You got baptized as a child, but you're 19 now.
But I got up and swam under there.
Yeah.
Ooh.
He said, ooh.
Ooh. I don't even know who to even compare me to what I would be like.
Oh, my goodness.
Jesus.
Oh.
God. I would need help.
Yeah, I know.
Because all the access that the internet and, oh, Lord Jesus.
The money.
Trouble. Man. Trouble. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would really need Jesus to come down himself.
Yeah.
Son.
Yes, sir.
Slow down.
Slow this car down.
I got a question. I mean, I think it's dope, and obviously, you know, we went to college, Jack went straight to the pros.
Yeah, he went straight to pros.
It was always the NCAA, not versus the players, but the NCAA was always eating and we was never eating. So now obviously these kids are eating. Coaches are having problems. Everyone has a problem with it. I love it, but I feel like there should be more guidelines with it. Maybe.
How do you start? You're right.
So my question is, do you see it as well? I'm on the outside looking in.
It's crazy. It's crazy because just talking to a parent yesterday, and, you know, we got the good part out the way. And she, I said, Mama, go ahead, ask me everything you want to ask me. Come on now. You know, I'm straight up. And she asked me her things. Then she said, well, what about NIL? I said, this is not my department. I'm about NFL. You can talk to NIL about somebody else, because when you start talking about money to me, that rubs me the wrong way with your shorty. I want to look at him as a dog that wants to go to the NFL, you know, not the NIL, because it has become business. And even reporters look at kids different now. Now they're taking shots at these kids. Yeah, because once upon a time, you know, a college kid was untouchable. You couldn't say things to them or ridicule them because they were amateurs. Now these are paid professionals. Not as paid as some, but they paid professionals.
They're more paid than people asking questions.
Exactly. And jealousy arises, man. And it's tough. I think it should be parameters coming out of high school, like pros. It should be pros. Like when you're a rookie or coming out of high school, it should be this.
A scale.
And it should be a scale. Mm-hmm. Then the dog should be the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I just have a problem with you can't do it all the same. Because everybody ain't built like that.
Everybody's not equal.
Everybody ain't equal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no. We all want to say everybody's created equal. That's a lie.
Yeah.
Travis Hunter give me 100 and some snaps. He's not equal. He different.
Yeah.
He definitely different. Because if that was the case, he'd get in line twice then and get two bags.
Yeah, you know? Right.
So it has to be something done. I don't know what needs to be done, but it has to be some kind of structure and order and a scale.
Mm-hmm.
It really does.
Mm-hmm. Bronny James, you kind of in a similar situation. What do you think his future look like?
I like Bronny James, man. I went to the game when they played here. I felt bad for him.
It's
a lot on the shorty. And I could see and see the pressure. I could see it. Because I got boys, man, and I could see it. And when he steps out there, they want to see the daddy.
Bad.
They want to see the daddy. They ain't checking for Bronny. They want to see the daddy, and Bronny is coming. He may not get there as quick as his father arrived, but he's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing about my kids, and you guys have done the same, and I've seen this. I told my kids, you don't have to be me, man, but I need you to be the best you.
That's it.
You could be. That's my deal with my shorties. You can't beat me. God has graced me and gifted me and just separated me and set me aside. But give me the best shoot, dog. Don't half step with me. Give me the best shoot every day. And it's sad that when they look at that young man, they trying to see Bron, dog.
Yeah.
That's hard, man. That's one of a kind. And I feel bad for him in that aspect, but I think he's coming.
Yep, I think it'll be fine too. Yeah.
The portal. As a coach, I know you have one view on it, and as someone who's made it to the top and knows what it takes to make it to the top, thoughts on just the portal as not Coach Prime, as coach, you love
as
it.
As a coach, I love it.
So I'm talking on the flip side, because I just remember as we were coming up, you couldn't jump schools, jump. You couldn't go run, you okay. had to you, face you, you if you're not playing, you got to sit there and pay your dues and then get out there
I
and
see,
play.
I see where you're
if a coach
from.
Cusses you out, you just had to take that shit.
Right
now,
you go.
I want you to talk to this as a former NFL player. Then I want you to tell me as a coach, because again, you probably have to craft your coaching around these kids.
I do. As a former NFL player, I don't like it, because I think certain trials and tribulations you got to go through.
Got to
you
go
stay
down.
Right through to be got who to you are. Through. They makes us who we are. Right. Everything we went through, we didn't see it at that time, because mm-hmm. we didn't know the Lord like right. we know Him now. But it shaped us, man, and molded us and guided us and taught us. It was a light at the end of that tunnel that we was fighting to see and get to, and we made it. But shoot, when you could tap out, you know, it's like MMA, man. You can tap out. When that thing get hot on you, you can tap out. And I don't like that part of it, because they forget that the problems travel with them. Mm. You don't drop that off like it's luggage, yeah. baby. That stuff is going with you. So wherever you go, That envy that you're taking, it's going with you. That jealousy of the other cat that's in the locker room, that's a dog, is going with you. You know, your inconsistency is going with you until you do something about that. I don't like that part. Now, as a coach, I like it because it's room service. I can order what I want. I could try it out, get it. I could go say, let me see. I do it a little different, though. I call the barbershops. We hood this thing. I want to know everything about the kid before we bring him in here. Let's call everybody in the community, everybody in the neighborhood. I want to know what he was like when he was a shorty. So when you come in here, you fit, because we're different here. It ain't like no regular program, man. We're a little different here. We move a little different. We talk a little different. We act a little different. We want you to be unapologetically you, but let's do it in order with structure, because I'm also trying to get you ready for the next level.
Next level. That's yeah. the key. Coach Cal. Legendary coach, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Just took the new Arkansas job.
I saw that.
Some people knocked him because he only won one championship. I look at it from a different perspective of the way his former players talk about him and the amount of guys he got to the next level.
I know they say he may not have won, but what is winning? Because he's had so many guys into the NBA and they paid.
And they look at him as an integral part of that happening.
And mom and them would never have to do what they once had to do because of, you know, the catapult and the push that this man provided. So I got forever love for him, but it's a different kid out there right now. It's a different game that's being played right now. And you got to make your adjustments. I'm old school to a fault, but ain't no old fool. So I had to make some adjustments with these shorties and good understanding. It's good to have kids. So I know what's hot, what's hidden, what's popping, you know, was it. Like
that
so
helps you look around the corner.
It helped me see around the corner. Mm-hmm. Cause I could say something there. Oh, I see coach, you own it, huh? Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. with y'all and some right. of the rappers and some of the people that I adore comes to visit, they understand, like, yeah, we still in the now.
You ready for a wild, action-packed joyride with the new movie Boy Kills World, starring Bill Skarsgård as a one-man killing machine who was trained from childhood to avenge his family murder by the totalitarian Van der Kooi dynasty. Critics are raving that The Boy Kills World is brutal and twisted. R-rated Looney Tunes on acid and gleeful lunacy. Get ready for martial arts mayhem and get your tickets now. Boy Kills World in theaters on April 26th, rated R.
The hate online, it's hard to ignore it and not respond to everything.
Yeah.
But you see it.
Yeah.
How do you deal with that? And still remain with being, you know, the prime that we all love?
That's a good question, Jack. See, most people focus on the hate. I focus on the love. Because I'm getting love 9 out of 10. Now, I'm not attracted to ignorance or adolescence. I'm attracted to beauty. and love and the special things of life. So although I may see it, I may not respond to it because now I'm giving you a stage. I'm giving you a platform. And I ain't built like that. I'm not going to. Somebody once told me, and they said the word, you got to pay attention. And I say, so that's going to cost, huh? So if I do that with anything, should you be paying me?
Yeah.
So I'm not going to pay attention to that bullshit because it's going to cost me. Mm. It's going to cost you. Somebody going to pay for it. Somebody. And it ain't going to be me.
Yeah.
So I don't pay attention to the ignorance. I may see it, but I ain't got time for it, man.
Yeah.
With your boys, though, because as we just spoke on Bronny, he's got heavy shoulders because of who his dad was. Your kids have heavy shoulders because of who you
they
were.
Do.
So how
do
they, is that conversations you guys have? Do you let them kind of learn through trial and error?
Yeah, but my kids are a little, I'm not going to say they're a little different than Bronny because I don't know the family structure, how they grew up. But my kids are riders, man. My kids, now they may shoot back. Yeah, all of them got different personalities. Like DeAndre gonna shoot back. She a rider. She go at it. Then the next one is Junior. Junior gonna try to do it. He gonna go mentally at it and attack it that way. Now Shiloh a fighter. Yeah. He may strike, but he may walk away. Shador's just gonna sit back. Yeah, I ain't got time for that.
Let you shoot yourself in foot, yeah.
Baby girl will be up in a whirlwind. You know, she may read all the stuff and feel some type of way. But all of them respond totally different. But I don't think they allow it to affect or infect them whatsoever.
Has Prime ever dealt with mental health?
Yeah. Yeah, shoot. I was on the side of the highway trying to kill myself, trying to off me. You darn right I did. I went to a phase that God was calling me, collect. I ain't going to accept the charges because I knew it was going to cost me the draws. Right? It was going to cost me in the Delilah and Jezebel and Sue and Helen. And man, I can do a lot of things, but I can't do this now, Lord. Yeah. And I ain't want to be fake with it. I ain't want to be phony with it. So I was trying to clean up before I go to the Lord. You know, I was trying to put a new suit on. Then you go there for Easter. I was trying to get that stuff together, and I couldn't. And I was playing baseball at the time, man, and going through my first divorce. So now your kids are taken from you. And you know that's the only thing you feel like love you. Because ain't nothing else. It's real. The only thing that you feel like love you is that thing that came out your seed. So I'm like, dang, my kid's gone. I'm still here. And I think I was 3 for 4 that day, man, about 3 stolen bases. And I was, double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And I was going down the highway, Cincinnati. And I was playing Kirk Franklin, Conqueror. Ironic. I'm about to off myself and I'm playing Conqueror. What kind of Conqueror are you, you punk? You sitting up there looking in the rear view, looking in the side view, and you sitting up there trying to off yourself. And I ran my car off the highway, dog. Mm. And I got to the end, it was like, and I was still here. And I remember the police came down and they knocked on my window. They said, you all right? I said, yeah. They said, somebody ran you off the road? I said, no. Because I wasn't a liar. I've never been a liar, and I told the truth. And my attorney at the time, Eugene Parker, who's passed now, he said, look, either I'm going to get you some help, or we're going to have to step away from the game and get yourself together some type of way. Because this is real. And I said, all right. And he introduced me to this gentleman named Pastor David Forbes from Columbus, Ohio. I was in Cincinnati, so I made the drive to him, and he made the drive to me, and I start spiritual, like, consultation.
What age were you at this point?
Shoot. 20-something, man. I think mid or late 20s. No, about late 20s. 28, 29, something like that. And I was going through it, dog. Going through it.
But no one would have known, not to cut you off, because you're
a
pro bowler on the football field and handling your bids on the baseball.
We him. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody checking him, because he him. Mm-hmm. He the life of the party. He the thing that keeps it going. He's him. He got it all together. And I'm sitting up here taking pills right in front of these guys, and they still don't see me. Because they saw Prime, man. They ain't see Deion crying after help. They saw Prime. They saw that dude, man. And it was sad, but I remember the day I was on my knees, dog. Oh, Lord. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Oh,
I was on my knees in that room in Cincinnati, Ohio, and it was real. It was like the wind came in, and papers was flying around the room, and it was the lights bright as like a 747 could have landed in there. And I remember saying, "Lord, if that's you, take me. Lord, take me, take me. Lord, take me, take me, take me. If that's you, take me, take me, take me." I was reciting it like that, and that's when I gave my life to the Lord. And I thought everything was going to be all right. And I didn't know that I would be judged by the people that I thought would protect me.
They was.
I thought that was my safe haven, that I'm going to get saved now, so y'all got my back. But I'm looking at y'all, and y'all saying he ain't saved. He ain't this. He ain't that. So no. What you really saying, if you had all the things that I have, that you can do this instead of giving me direction and protection and putting your arms around me, man. And that broke me, dog, like that. Because I went for comfort, and you gave me pain. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you took me to a place then. You got to understand, like, when I talk, I see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, whenever I talk, I see what I'm talking about. That's why I could communicate like I can, because I see God has given me the sight and the vision. Everything I talk about, I see. And you took me to that place, man. I appreciate it. I ain't been to that place in a while, but I appreciate it.
But it's good. I mean, we all have these journeys. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm in two different types of counseling, understanding that the childhood trauma I'm in affect and shaped, obviously, the strong dude that made it through everything, but also the flaws that I have. And to be able to go over there, and I, like you said, we compartmentalize shit so much, and sometimes we don't get back to it. And then they'll come bite you in the ass at some point when you need to really address it. So for you to be able to get there and go through what you got gone through and then to where you are today, it's just like, you know, you here for a reason. You know what the reason, yeah, what the reason is.
Testimony.
I was so worried about this joke over here, though, man. Like when the Floyd stuff came and you jumped to the front lines.
It's a lot.
Dog, I was so worried about you, man. You talking about praying and praying and praying because I saw you going and trying to help and help and help. And I was like, please, Lord, give him strength.
No blueprint.
Dog, but I was scared that you were just going to run out of gas, out of fuel. And I wanted you to have somebody there to guide you and lead you and tell you everybody ain't everybody. Because you was in a position where you was helping us, and we're not equipped to give you what you needed to stand at that time. And I remember calling and checking on you.
I remember that vividly.
But you were everywhere, man.
But you remember what you told me? At the time, I look back, because I remember pitch. I wasn't eating. I wasn't sleeping. I was just trying to get, you know, take care of the task at hand. And when you called me, it was around the time where everybody was telling me, like, bro, you gotta reboot. Like, we know you're trying to do it, but bro, you don't look healthy.
Running off fumes.
And I had, and him, for a lot of people was telling me that, and I needed that because I was crashing, because I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah, but you was helping us, but I didn't want you to be misused, which turned into abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was worried about, man, because we have a propensity to use things, and once they fit the area of concern, we discard them. Yeah. Nobody keeps the bottle of Pepto-Bismol after they done. Mm. You know, nobody keeps the package of aspirin after they done with them. They just throw that away.
Right.
And I didn't want that to happen to you, man, because I felt like that happened to me once.
Mm.
And, oh my God, you was gone, man. And you were speaking so wise. I'm like, boy, the enemy mad. Oh, the enemy mad. Oh, the enemy mad. it's going to attack this brother. And you was doing everything from the chest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, being one of the best marketers ever, how does it feel? You know, you got a new book, phone commercials, stacking business deals, and being authentic. I think we've been blessed to have a guy like Brian Daly to know what fits us, being two different guys. You know, me and Matt, we are the same, but we are two different people at the same time.
Yeah.
And we are great at two different things, but it works together. You know what I'm saying? We're starting our own role. How do you balance that with getting the business deals that fit you and you still can be Deion Sanders?
You said it profoundly. It has to fit me, and it has to be authentically me. And I'm not one to just sit back and let my team, which is a wonderful team led by Constance Schwartz and Jose and everybody in Smack Entertainment, just bring stuff to me. Like, I like, I want to do that. This fits me. Let's go get that. Now, they bring a multiplicity of things to me, but I know me. I know what I want as well. And I know what fits them all. I know what fits my kids. I know what we should be doing as a family. And the first thing I try to involve is the family. If we can't involve the family, then we may step on to do separate things because they're marketing machines as well. Like Shador, I mean, when you got college kids understanding LLCs, I mean, they understanding this, they understand this.
We didn't learn that till our 30s.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I ain't know nothing about that. Mm-hmm. These jokers got this and that. Several cars, you know, paid for it. Like, you, wow. Like, they got it. And I've always learned, though, how to keep the main thing the main thing. All the other stuff is a blessing, it's gifts. But the main thing gonna be the main thing. If the product out there ain't complete and we ain't winning, it's gonna affect every darn thing. So that's the main thing. And everything is stimulated off the main thing. And I give the main thing its utmost attention. But these other things, I want to inject them as well to make sure they're helping. And the things that I get involved with, I want to make sure they're additive to help people do something in a certain way, not just something I could prosper off. God don't work with me like that. I got to be helping somebody or it ain't going to work.
You don't feel like you're doing nothing, getting nothing accomplished. Right. Can you share with us, was there any deals that you turned down, big deals that you turned down? He's like, nah, that ain't me, that you could think of?
Is Jose, is any Jose? Yeah.
But he's yeah,
exactly. What I want. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get it.
Yeah.
Well, coaching jobs.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah. Yeah, this wasn't only a coaching job, but this was the job that God told me to go get.
Mm. You had an NFL?
No, I don't want to coach in the NFL, man.
They wasn't calling, though?
No, I'm not. You know I watch y'all all the time. You know I watch everything y'all do.
Yeah, yeah.
I see how the old, you know, I see how you blend. Y'all blend with the old school, y'all blend with new school, but it's a different cat out there.
Yeah. Mm,
much different.
Y'all are going to kill them cats, man.
Yeah.
Am I right or wrong?
Not much different.
Much Am I different. Right or wrong?
That's a different
Y'all
time.
Could do it. I know y'all could do it. But it's a different challenge, yeah, man.
That respect.
Oh, my God.
That respect.
It's like, it would be hard for me to know this man is making this X number of dollars and he really don't want to play in the football.
Yeah, I can't take that.
Now, see, I'm going at halftime with 53 and I'm coming out with 24. Yeah, it's going to be some adjustments at halftime. I just don't feel like I could do it. Because I have too much respect for the game.
The game, that's it.
If it wasn't for the game, we wouldn't be here.
Right.
I got too much respect for the game to allow y'all to prostitute it like that, man.
Yeah, yeah.
That stuff bothers me, man.
Me too.
It hurts my heart to see somebody making it and they don't respect the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's tough. Question, this is kind of off script, but it got me thinking because you mentioned family and I know it works with the family. You did a family reality show back when the boys were younger.
Yeah.
We have one that actually drops tomorrow on WeTV. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The Barnes Butch, shameless plug.
Yeah.
Y'all make sure you catch that.
I'm on there.
Thoughts
it's gonna
on
be funny.
That.
It's going
to
be fun.
Just that reality journey, but also, you know, to me, I did it to somewhat brand the family and us as a unit. Because, you know, I'm doing my thing as an individual, but obviously you want to share the sugar. So when you were looking back now, when you put your family in that situation, you guys did that, pros, cons, more positives than
I
negatives?
I did it for two reasons, to brand the family as mm-hmm. you. But I also did it to give people a glimpse of what family is. We've lost the whole perspective of family. So you got to understand, I grew up on good times. Although James and Florida tried their best, the times were never good, but they called it good times. Mm-hmm. I grew up on the Jeffersons when I seen a brother moving on up mm-hmm. to a deluxe apartment. He was unapologetically himself.
Yeah.
I grew up on Sanford and Son, where I seen a father and son dynamic that I had never seen before. No matter what happened, the connectivity strong. Of Lamont and Fred was still strong, mm-hmm. no matter who came into the crib. I grew up on those shows, and I wanted to take people a glimpse back to those particular shows because we're a collection of all those fathers.
Right.
That's who we are, you know, with a sense of humor, like Fred, you know, and George, and the tenacity is James Evans. So that's what I wanted to do. But what I wouldn't do, I wouldn't allow them to impregnate me with storylines that didn't fit me. This is going to be real. You ask me what we doing, what we normally do. We going to do that. Now, set the cameras up where they could catch it, but we going to be unapologetically us. Don't give me no lines because we don't do lines. We go. And the thing that I learned too, I got to keep the kids happy. Because the kids ain't happy, the show ain't going to work.
Oh, no.
You got to keep the kids happy. So if that's an extra $500 to a grand and they pay back, make sure they happy. Because the adults going to do their job.
Need that energy.
But the kids, see, it's cute at first, but then the cameras start getting laborious, right?
It's business. Now, it's funny you said that because our shit was supposed to take 3 months. It took six for that reason. You want us to do what? Nah, I'm good. We're not going to do it.
That's what I'm saying.
And we stopped right in the middle
of it. In the middle.
We took an extra 3 months because I'm like, we don't need it.
You had to turn it to James Evans.
Just had to lightly put my foot down because I'm not playing. So it's just like, I'm definitely not playing about my family. So it's just like, this and that. Like, nah, we're not doing that. We just not.
I can see you, dog. I can see you because I know you went off. I went off several times.
Yeah, like, what y'all got going on? But back to the show. Thank you for sharing. I appreciate that.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Last year you said you better get me right now because this is the worst it's going to be.
Meant it.
So that was your message to the rest of the country.
Meant every bit of it. Because I know I was vulnerable. I know I ain't have everything I needed. And I'm like, see, these cats out here, they playing against me. They ain't playing against Colorado Buffalo.
Weren't we just talking about that shit, bro?
They
want to beat you.
They want to beat me because they little life that they had ain't went up to par. So this is the only way they feel like they could get me. So, all right, that's why I said, you better get me now. Because when we get it together, you ain't going to have a chance to get me. And see, you have
to pay. And I'm going to let you know about it, too.
Yeah, you have to pay folks that want to play with me. You have to pay them a ransom. But they just want to play for me. That's the difference. And they know that. And they know once we get going, it's a wrap.
I felt at times for you, again, knowing who you were, but just seeing how unfairly they would shoot at you constantly. And again, as strong as we are, I remember Kobe said, I didn't react to much, but I heard everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we know you heard everything. And at times, I'm just like, damn, if they really knew who he was as a person, as a man,
man, they don't
care. Wouldn't be saying this dumb.
No, but I think
you're right.
They don't care.
They don't.
Because they got to get you while they think you down.
The only
because
chance.
Let's think about this. They ain't never seen us down. Every time I seen you stack, you was looking good.
Hey, every time the games you lost, the full stadium.
Yeah, but every time I see you, you're looking good. I ain't never seen you not tight, man.
Yeah.
So how, when you see me down? Even when I was on the seesaw, I was always up.
Yeah.
Think about that for a minute. I was always up. Now how you do that? Think about that. How you do that?
Always.
Yeah, I was always up. So you ain't never seen me down, and you're not going to see me down, so you better get me now.
Yeah, that's
because you understand that. It's only a moment. See, this is just—it's just a story that God's building.
Yeah,
God can't build a story He wants to build if I'm up. If you don't see me weak and vulnerable in some aspects of life, so it has to be a story for His glory. And I got it. Oh, it's coming. It's coming. Everything we touch, we do something.
I was about to say, talk to us about this.
This thing right here is on New York Times bestseller. Come on, dog. Everything. I just told you I'm on the top of the seesaw. I don't go down. We can start at the head from the hats to the shades. We can keep going all the way, work our way all the way down to the feet. We're doing everything. Ain't we, Jose? Baby, we ain't losing.
Nah.
We may have lost several games on our scoreboard, but in life we ain't.
Right.
While we've been doing this, they doing a whole study. It just came out today, right? At Harvard School of Business School just did a whole study on the prime effect, on what we've done to change the whole game and change the economy here. Harvard just did that today.
We saw something, not to cut you off, instead you brought $113 million in economic impact in just 6 home games last year.
And you want me to feel bad?
Right.
Man, please. I know what we're doing.
Putting money in people's pockets.
Yeah, and everybody's happy. But more than that, we're bringing unity. Because when we out there on that field, man, we the Buffaloes. We ain't white. We ain't black. We ain't Hispanic. We ain't Asian. Yeah. We just the Colorado Buffaloes. They don't see the color of my son or Travis or anybody else. They just see the Colorado Buffaloes. Now, the objection for me is to make sure they continue seeing that when we off the field.
Right.
Because you just seeing the Colorado Buffaloes when we on the field. Everybody happy, packed the house. Everybody making money. Now, when we get outside the stadium, let's continue. Let's not go back to white, black, Hispanic, and Asian. Let's just go to family.
On, right.
Come on, man.
I still want to come over and borrow a cup of sugar because I got some cornflakes. I need some, you know, some sugar. Let's get back to those days. You know, let's get back to those days, man. I want everybody to get along and all of us to have peace and unite people. And that's what God has called me to do.
It ain't rocket science.
Yeah. I love it. Last question. Bo Jackson.
Wow.
Talk to us about Bo Jackson.
For Bo, it wouldn't be no pride.
Oof. That's heavy.
If it weren't for Bo, it wouldn't be no prime. I love him to life. You know what we've never done, and we were going to do it one time? We had an appearance together, Jose, and it got canceled the last minute. We've never sat in front of people and talked.
Let us organize it with your schedule. Jose, we need to talk.
You know, I do anything.
We're going to get this shit together, Jose.
Man.
We've done it once in life. When I was playing for the Reds, he came to the dugout in Chicago, the locker room. And we sat in. I wasn't even playing that Sunday. We sat in the locker room and just talked, man, for hours. Could you imagine that conversation? But we've never done it again. Like, Bo set that that thing up there for me, man, that I had to go get.
How much older is he than you? A couple years?
A few years, okay. Yeah.
Because you guys played against each other in college, right?
No. Bo played against me. Man, Bo was something else, man. You ain't want none of that. We're about 230, 225 running, 4.3s, 4.2s. He ain't want none of that. Ain't nobody want none of that. Yeah.
Good seeing
Bo was unbelievable, but we did things different. It's funny how God do things. Like, you could come to the same conclusion, but different routes. Equation mathematically. Mm-hmm. You know, 4 + 4 is still 8. You know, 7 + 1 is still 8. Bo got there the big way. Mm-hmm. I got there the smaller, more finesse way that people could relate to and all that. Bo was just a powerful, just a warrior of a cat, man. But we still came to the same conclusion to do things, dual sports, the way we did it. And shoot, if it wasn't for, he opened that door for me. I would have never attempted that stuff if it hadn't not been for Bo.
Shout out Bo.
Yeah.
That's dope. Jack, summer tour. We told everyone we was going to make an announcement.
Mm-hmm.
You want to let them know where we're going?
I'll let you tell them.
Oh, well, June 3rd, we'll be in Detroit. June 4th, we'll be in Chicago. Tickets are available now. Make sure you grab them.
Hurry up.
Don't be late.
Don't be outside watching the show from outside. Yeah, because we're going to be turned up.
These are our first two stops.
Yeah.
We have some more stops coming, but appreciate everyone who told us where to come. Chicago and Detroit, y'all showed out the most, so we're going to show up to your city first.
Man, y'all been asking for the tour. Here it is. Let's make it happen. Turn up.
June 3rd, we'll be in Detroit.
June 4th, Chicago. Get the tickets. Me and Matt, all the smoke. You never know who else is going to pop up.
You know somebody's going to pop up.
You better be there.
All right, now we're going to welcome to the show the understudy.
The future.
Yeah. Shador, man, we appreciate your time. My first chance of getting a chance to meet you in person, but obviously being a fan of Pops and then, you know, kind of seeing... It's funny because we have a family reality show coming out, and I asked him, and that's the first time I seen you, and you was little, you know what I mean, on the family reality show. So we got one coming out too, and I kind of just got to see your journey and appreciate it. But, you know, to get a chance to see you grow into the young man and the player you become, man, we first of all wanted to salute you, man, and keep that up because it ain't over. You know that. It's really just started.
Yeah.
But just everything you've been through, the journey, the Pops who's an icon, but also at the same time being able to build your own man and your own story. What has that journey been like for you?
Well, it hasn't really been hard because I just listen to what Pops say. So when you really go against, you know, like his word and not understand what he's saying at the time, then you'll take a harder route, and it needs to be. And a lot of people that's, you know, have successful parents and parents that did something, they like going and straying away from
against,
you know,
the grain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did that ever happen to you at some point? You're like, I don't need that.
Of course, you
shit.
Know, I still got different things, you know, I want to do, but I ain't never really go like too far though.
You went out there one time.
Nah.
Now remember y'all came back home with earrings.
Yeah, earrings. I did get earrings one time.
How old?
I don't know. I was probably like 12.
That's 12? No. I went off.
That's early.
Yeah, I went off.
I just want to get some big rocks in my
head. No, I went off. He hadn't worn one since.
How's life on campus off season? Obviously, you guys made a huge impact. Season didn't go how you wanted it to go, but how's the off season training and looking forward to this year coming?
It's real good. The first step was getting healthy, so I took time to really get back healthy.
You was running for your life last year.
Bro, I was worried about you.
It is what it is, man. then just get mentally back focused and understanding, like, what's the purpose, what's the goals of this year, what I want to improve on the field and off the field. And then that was really it. And just thinking about everybody around me and, you know, who needs to be around and who doesn't. Just evaluating everything, like the whole life in general, and that was it.
What are some things, if you don't mind sharing, like what are some things as a quarterback, you know, obviously all eyes are going to be on you this season. What are some things you felt like you needed to work on as an actual quarterback?
Like on the field?
Mm-hmm.
I would say definitely being more firm in my drop, being firm, like being, going through progressions, I would say quicker. And not really letting the last player, like, having PTSD or if anything, like, affect it at all. Like, when you get sacked 50 sometimes, like, you – it's nobody that ever been through that. So, it's like, you can't – it's hard to revert back to if you see a blitz, you're trying to get it out quick. Like, so then now I just feel like I'm real comfortable back, you know, in the mode. Mm-hmm. Back good.
What about you? What do you see as coach slash dad slash been there?
I'm on him about seeing it. About seeing it. I don't want him sometimes. You got to understand, Shador has played, started every game in high school. Started every game but one in college. That's a lot of football. So he's seen every coverage, every blitz, everything you could possibly see. So sometimes, to me, it's like PlayStation for him. And he's back there like, let me just say, okay, I get him a feel today. Let me get him going in practice today. And sometimes I just, man, just make you re-get the ball out, man. Come on, make you re-get the ball out. Let's move the chains. Let's go. And he's looking at it differently, like, okay, Dad, I got to get this receiver going. We got to develop a rhythm. And so I'm trying to get him going. And you didn't see what happened. Go watch film. Then you're going to see that this guy was doing this, but it was like that. And oftentimes he's right because he's seeing it from a whole different perspective. I remember one time in Jackson, man, I got on his butt. I said, man, hit the darn check down. Get the ball out. And he said, Dad, this guy on the scout team is not going to do that. He's going to go there. He's going to go there. So my read is going to be right there. Mm. I said, all right, we'll do that then.
That's right. What I was trying to say. Yeah, right.
So he's a student of the game. He's seen it. Mm-hmm. He's seen it. But keeping him energized and understanding the next level of this process is prevalent for him.
I want to commend you, little bro, because you face more scrutiny and more attention than a lot of NFL quarterbacks. But you handle it like a G. You never made a statement where it hurts you. But you speak your mind and you stand in front of win or lose. You stick your chest out. That's what I love, because it's gonna be a lot of things that you deal with in life that you're gonna have to learn how to make love to pressure. You know what I'm saying? And it seemed like you learned that already. So I salute you for that, because I know how hard it could be. Are you trying to be the best Shador, or do you modern your game after another quarterback?
Really, it's of course the best me.
Yeah.
But I take things that I like out of people's game.
And try to add it.
Who are some of the quarterbacks you watch or like?
Like Tom Brady.
Of course.
I like a couple things Brett Favre. I personally like some things that Josh Allen does. Mm-hmm. I just met him during the Super Bowl. Yeah, I met him during the Super Bowl. I like a little bit of Mike Vick. I'm like the top mm-hmm. couple guys.
Mm-hmm. The best. Dad as the coach, how's that been?
Normal, just like every year.
It's been from how long?
Whole life. Your whole life.
Whole way up.
That's a blessing.
From the Bible, from Genesis.
Yeah.
From Genesis. He's always heard my voice.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I'll say one thing too, as a dad who coaches his sons, I don't play favoritism, because at some point we're not going to be coaching them.
Right.
You know what I mean? At some point. So that's why we want to make sure we lay that foundation mentally more than anything,
mm-hmm.
because at some point it's not going to be us that he can turn to and talk to.
It's going
to be someone else. So you got to understand how to do that. So I like that.
We it's funny that we've bumped heads through other sports, baseball. Like finally he came to me in high school. What was you, as a junior?
Yeah, I was leaning on the gate.
He's like, Dad, look at this, got to stop.
Yeah, I ran over.
I ain't passionate no more about it.
About baseball?
Yeah.
Batting average went down.
No, he was hit 3-something, you know, in high school.
Yeah. And then Shiloh was pitching one time, and they just hitting this ball hard. And I'm like, he yelling at me, because I'm leaning on the fence. I don't even play outfield. But I was out there. Shiloh was pitching. This is a good team we was playing against.
They rocking shots.
Come off his ball.
I said, so me and him get to him. He yelled from the dugout. I said, they hitting over here anyway. So then after that, he was like, dog, you can't disrespect this game.
Yeah.
Then after that, I'm like, this ain't me.
Then he shut it down in basketball. That was one of the games I didn't make. I probably have made during every game he's ever played in his life. And he played this one basketball at his one rec center. And he came back home like early. I'm like, dog, what happened to the game? He said, dog, can't do it no more, Pop. It's a wrap.
Nah, what it was that's whenever we had the show and all that stuff going on. Mm-hmm. We was at a private school, so you know, I was playing freshman, killing them. I'm talking about, I was
dude that big, man. Dude that big.
Hey, I was giving buckets freshman year. Sophomore year, played a little JV. Then we went to like a tournament, and it was like a Dallas tournament. you know, like it had
some competition out there.
It had some schools out there. I'm like, okay, I'm on JV. It shouldn't be that bad. Man, I went out there. They was like, that's Shiloh. I said, yeah, I'm Shiloh. After that was it.
He's quick.
Court felt smaller and all that. So I was like, nah.
They can't do it.
You.
Yeah.
He's like, damn, I'm a starting quarterback, but I can't be on JV.
I got offers and stuff.
I'm done. He's
in football, and I'm out here on JV. Like,
who the best hooper? Who the best hooper in the family?
Me now.
I'm going to tell you, last time I played, dog, he blocked my shot and pushed me.
And it was pushed
over.
You.
It was over, dog.
Like two summers during COVID.
I walked, during COVID. We was deep. We was going at it on the course. They had teams, so I'm out there watching them. They're like, won't you come on? And I pride myself on being nice with it. That joker blocked me. I backed him down on the block. Did my move. He didn't go for it. He slapped my ball and pushed me, dog. I just walked on in the house, man. That was it.
That was it.
I ain't played since.
I wouldn't mind the block, but the push.
No, he pushed me, man. That's what was disrespectful,
man. That's what I'm saying. I don't mind the block.
What you said when you pushed me, too, man?
I don't remember.
Get that shit out of here.
He ain't cuss. He ain't cuss because he know I don't swung on him. But he said something that was derogatory, man. Yeah. I felt disrespected. I ain't played since.
Oh, man.
The that's push. Funny.
That'll shut it down.
Yeah.
Go, obviously, complete this season and move on. Has that always been the NFL quarterback? Has always been your dream from since you first started touching the football?
Yeah, it's no point in playing if that's not really the aspiration, if that's not like the main thing. But it's really just having a successful season, winning a lot of games, and just being out there being the best I could be. Being the best team.
How do you stay focused in this day and age? Because we came up a lot different. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can be in college with no culling. Not me. And what?
You still can't have
what?
One. Yeah, at your old age, you still couldn't handle
it. Yeah, right now, huh?
Right. How do you handle, obviously, the shine you've created as an individual, all the accolades, and then also the money? How are you able? Because we couldn't, that wasn't something we was good at coming up, period. Like I said, it was a lot. You had to learn how to manage it. You're learning how to manage it at an earlier age, but has it been difficult, or do you feel like you've kind of been groomed for this?
Nah, I feel like each and every year is like one step up and one step up. I feel like everything's just going in the path of, you know, just God's giving me what I'm able to handle, you know. So it's never been too much. It's never been anything that ever questioned, like, being focused. Mm-hmm. Because when you stop losing focus, when you start losing focus, then all that stuff could go real fast. So I got the card because, like, that was just what I wanted. That was just, like, a trophy for me, like, on what I've done so far and just, like, what everything just I've been through. I would say, like, coming from straight from high school, being heavily recruited, but then went to HBCU. Then from the HBCU, you putting up crazy stats. You're doing everything that a lot of kids in Power 5 doing, but you're not getting any credit for it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's what I say, like, really been through it, because you don't really understand that if you putting up the same numbers this guy's putting up, but he's getting all that.
The politics of the game.
Yeah, it's a lot of politics with it, and you didn't really understand that, but that been going on since high school.
Right.
I was with dad, even in high school, we only went to really Under Armour camps at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So then I didn't go to no rivals camps or anything. So they not even rating me. They had my rating low and all that stuff. And it was just like, I remember all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So now I knew when it was my time to shine, I'm really going to do it.
And let me tell you this too. Don't ever hesitate to break your arm and pat yourself on the back, because you doing all the work. You know what I mean? You got to reward yourself and tell yourself, okay, I'm doing good. Don't get complacent, but always take the time to congratulate yourself, dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because you are doing something that's great.
And the journey goes fast. I think, obviously, you've told him. I mean, mm-hmm. I played 15 years in the league, and that shit went like this. You know what I mean? And I look back now on the journey through UCLA, through the pros, and it's just like really enjoy it, because it goes by faster than you think. Last year, start the season off 3-0, 4-8 finish. Obviously improved on the total from the previous year, but obviously not up to your guys' standards. What has been your main focus this offseason on helping get the team to that next level?
Getting the right guys in the program. That's it. Getting guys that's not going to envy or hate on each other, because a lot of things is NIL stuff. So you got guys looking at other guys in the locker room, you know, And whenever it's a little bit of hate, you got to go ahead and get that handle, get it over with, because it's going to affect and it's going to happen one day. So like any comments or anything like that, you got to go ahead and address that now.
Mm-hmm.
Then rather just let it go, and it always catch up when it catch up.
Mm-hmm. Have you been able to? Because I couldn't imagine. Because obviously on the pro level that happens, but at the college level it's happening now too. With the NIL, have you ever had to address someone who was on some bullshit, and then you addressed them, and then you all was able to come to an understanding or and move past it, or kind of once that's out there, you kind of off it?
No, I personally haven't really had a situation, because okay. I'm not like that's you could understand what the media portray you to be.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm a normal human, like I'm the same guy that coming to breakfast every day. Like mm-hmm. we're normal people, and I'm not a selfish person. So like I always keep my lineman with me anywhere mm-hmm. I go. You mm-hmm. know? I always like try to make sure the receivers or anything and wherever we go, and then everything's just good. So I've just never been one of those guys where people's going to look at me and thinking I'm showing off mm-hmm. or anything. So I never had that problem.
As an old school and an old head yourself, how do you manage locker rooms where these kids are making good money now? Because it's different.
Through those morning messages. Like those morning messages that we come up with truly humbles everybody, including coaches, and keep everything in perspective. We got a lot of guys who making some bags. Matter of fact, we got two of the top earners in the locker room in the country, but they're also the hardest workers on the team. So it's like, you want that? Look at that. Go get that. You see how he works? You see how he carry himself? You see how professional he is? Go get that. So these guys are also leaders of the team on and off the field. So that gives a coach a great head start on how to handle certain situations where guys may come in thinking they Tarzan and playing like Jane, and you know they got a bag with them. See, that's what's hard for the old school, man. Like someone getting the bag. That's why I don't like to be in that. Don't even put me in that.
Yeah.
And you are not playing up to those expectations. Now that's hard for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel it.
Yeah, somebody somewhere that'll play harder, 10 times harder you for half of that.
That's right.
Or for free.
At HBCU. Can't wait for this opportunity.
Or for free, exactly.
Right.
Off the field, how do you find, what kind of stuff do you do when you're chilling? How do you follow, how do you escape the noise? Because we live in a 24/7 media cycle now. Like you step outside, condo house, I don't know what you live in, but people could be filming
apartment.
You. Apartment.
I mean,
apartment.
Stop,
yeah.
You need to stop.
Yeah. But how do you escape the noise, the spotlight? You know, how do you kind of find some you time? What do you do on that time?
I say like make music a little bit.
A little bit.
He goes to the studio with his brother.
He got the music skills from you?
No, he
said
that. Hey, hold on, I got a hit coming.
Yeah.
Got a hit coming.
Okay.
Now. Oh, you got a hit coming.
You got something?
Oh, we got something.
Junior the one do the music,
Junior,
right?
Ain't no joke. He does it with Junior.
Yeah.
Well, we all got our own setups at home.
Okay,
so
yeah.
But they won't let me get a verse.
The original, they won't let the original.
So I had to go get my own.
Nah, I can't.
So I got my own. So I got my own. I got my own.
Because me, I'm a good like hook guy, like catchy. I make catchy music and stuff like that.
Yeah, but,
Yeah.
He don't like me to hear his stuff because some of his stuff has profanity in it.
Yeah.
So they know how I am. Yeah.
But yeah, because if I ever drop it and he's on it, I'm just not gonna be taken serious in that realm. So
oh, Lord,
I just gotta.
He don't know.
He don't know
it was a hit.
I knew
you saw.
Yeah,
hit.
Back in the day, yeah.
He don't know it's a hit. You know
what I'm old school.
I said it's old school.
Do the remix.
It's old school.
Must be the money remix.
Right.
Yeah. Stupid. All right, man. We appreciate both you guys here. We don't want to keep you. We're going to throw some quick hitters at you. Your go-to song to get ready for games.
Perfect timing. Shador Sanders.
Ah. Okay.
You got to stop. You gotta, like, they know that.
You got to stop.
Like, they don't know what that
you
is.
You got to stop.
They don't even know what that is.
When is this coming out?
Okay.
When is this coming out?
Hold on, you going to give them the clip?
When's it coming out? Oh, my goodness.
When is this show? Next week?
So
you got something for us?
Good marketing. My song dropping next week.
Okay.
Oh,
so
Lord.
We need an exclusive tag so we can play it.
I got it.
I can't wait to hear this. He's actually good.
You know they played in the stadium already.
Yeah, they did.
Okay, that's what.
I don't know how they miraculously play you and Bucket stuff when we warm it up before a game.
What about you? Did you have an album, song, what
no, kind of, genre? No, no, no. No, but if I was coming out today, it would be DMX, What You Really Want.
What You Really Want from a nigga. He probably don't even know what song that is. He's looking at you like,
hey, come on. That's old school.
That's what I'm saying. You talking old school.
It's not. They went up on their head, didn't they?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What They Really Want.
What You Really Want.
I'm with that, too.
Yeah.
What's y'all guilty pleasures?
That's good. I'm fish, man.
Fish, yeah.
Let me fish and I'm straight. Let me go fish and I'm straight.
Music?
Shopping.
Shopping.
Nah, I'm chilling now. I'm thinking about, you know, building a crib.
Right. Yeah, he thinking about building a crib.
Yeah.
He didn't know how much cribs cost. So he, you know, like that, you know, that land I want for some
acreage.
No, Texas.
Oh, okay.
So you when he come stay. Home, he have his own. He don't like staying with me because he think I'm into his business. Say, so he want his own stuff until he found out the prices of his own stuff.
Nah, you see, I'm ready now.
I'm ready. Because his money is up now. I'm ching, good ching. Now.
I just had to know, you know, taxes.
It's all.
Yeah.
But that's why it's good to stay in Texas.
There you go. You ain't never lied about that. For many reasons.
Many reasons,
don't
bro.
Come to Cali then, because they be.
Oh, Cali kill you.
Oh, goodness gracious. That ain't happening.
And I know you're getting some land, so you know your dad and him, you get a horse. Just one animal to graze that feed off your land.
See, that's what I was trying to tell him, but he didn't want to just think.
You because somebody got to take care of that.
Somebody got to take care of that.
You can let the horse run wild, though.
No, you can't.
They could be wild.
You can't let the horse run wild.
You don't have to keep a horse.
It's going
to
be winter. It's going to be winter.
You put a coat on.
See, these are the kind of arguments we have, dog.
He got all the answers.
These are the kind of arguments we have. This don't stop.
Let's put a coat on him. That's it. More swag.
Oh,
in your day-day, and he's in his day-day. More swag.
Come on, dog.
Tell him how you talk to me. Tell him what you say to me. Tell him.
It depends.
Yeah, I mean, the luxury you had on, you know, I got one necklace cost that mess what you had on. I said, it was relevant. It was relevant. Everything was relevant.
Yeah, nah, me for sure. But more like sense of like taste, style, pieces, you know, like different stuff like
that. No.
Do they?
No, dog.
I asked because we grew up watching. I don't think they understand the magnitude that you had on culture.
He still don't.
Yeah, because it's pops, your pops.
Still, that's
do you
right.
understand how right. cold? I mean, but it's dad
that.
Though, so you don't look at it that way. So, but no, do you still understand the impact?
I know the impact he had. Okay, for sure. I mean,
on and off.
No, you don't.
Give you props.
No, you don't. We doing a shoot next week with Nike, and they got the Lamborghini wrapped like my shoes. He don't even understand how cold that is. Yeah. Like he get, I gotta go take a picture. I said, dog, don't start this. Then he'll say,
I'm busy.
What you give me? I said, you look here, man. Look here. I'm not paying you to take a picture with me, man.
Bro, that's crazy.
That's what it came to, huh?
Nah, but for sure though, I say right now. Me.
You're in your 20s now, but I'm just saying in his prime and
I don't know. It just depends.
I tell you what.
It depends in the time, though.
He still comes to me.
I'm not in my prime yet, though. You know,
he still comes to me when something's going on for advice on how I should rock this or what I should.
I just like getting
Shiloh don't let you make it. Shiloh
be true.
Yeah.
Shiloh be true.
At all times.
Give me a dream wide receiver that you want to throw to, Shadour.
Hopkins.
Who? D-Hop.
Yeah.
You like D-Hop?
Come on, dog.
Fashion. That's what that's about.
No, it ain't about that's fashion.
It's about fashion. Because he in the fashion like that.
Nah.
That's what that is.
Nah. D-Hop, though.
Yeah. D-Hop bad.
Nah, that's what I want. I definitely want to play with him. Or C.D. Lamb.
Oh, Prime.
Oh, Lord.
Dream Station.
He trying to get something started. Y'all ain't catch that.
What is
that?
CD Lamb.
CD Lamb.
Uh-oh.
I talked to him.
Yeah.
Super Bowl.
You stop, because you know where it's going to go.
Yeah. I hope it goes.
Yeah, this is where it's going to go.
You know, I'm the biggest cowboy fan in the world. Yeah. So.
What part of Texas are you from?
Port Arthur, UGK, Pimp C, and Bombay.
Yeah. Like, is that like?
Legends.
I'm saying, like, what area is that? Oh, okay, Houston.
Yeah.
Yep.
Dream safety that you want to play behind you.
Mm. Wow. It'd be out of Lott and Ed Reed.
I was about to say LeBron Lott.
Lott and Ed Reed.
Ed Reed.
Two monsters.
Yeah. That's right.
Only you could answer this question currently. Sibling rankings.
It changed a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
DeAndre right now, because DeAndre just had... She had a birthday, dog.
He said you just had a birthday,
dog. She just had a birthday. She just had a birthday. And she everywhere with her little baby. I'm so tired of her with them pictures with that little baby. I don't know what to do. Every day she go, her stomach out. Like, hey, baby girl, come on now. Come on. Come on. We just told her yesterday, don't do your man like that. You got on heels, your man. You can't do that, man. Yeah. Let your man stand up. You can't do that to him. We accepted him into the family, so we got to give him love. Them jokers, there. You don't understand. When something go down in the family, you get a family text.
I feel you.
It's a family text. Dad, you got to do something about this. What? DeAndre. Dad, you got to do something about this. What? Charlotte, when you get the family text.
Some shit going on.
It's over with. And they have no sympathy or remorse. They have no nothing. They ain't giving nobody a pass. No love, no. They ain't getting nothing. I'm like, what did God get? Hey, Dad, I ain't got time for that right now. What you going to do about this?
Yeah, I ain't.
He think he me.
So baby girl's number one right now.
Baby girl's number one right now. Shiloh would probably be number two right now. He's been doing really well. Shador probably would be a steady three.
You normally in the top two, bro. You normally stay in the top two.
He been tripping a little.
I just ain't been going up dinner with him.
Okay. So this is way of saying he miss you?
Yeah, I went to dinner one time.
He went to dinner with me the other night, last week. They ain't reached for his pocket to get the check.
He got it now, too.
Oh, I know he got it. Yeah, he showed it to me that he got it. He ain't reached for it.
See that? Don't mess up your blessing, dog.
See how you talking to me, though?
I know his birthday coming up, so
yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah, you ain't like you going to get me nothing.
You sure had us thinking you bought him a house. Hmm? You had the whole world thinking you bought him a house.
No, we went to look at the house.
Yeah, but the whole world thought you bought him that house.
Nah, but... I got a good gift for him.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah, can't wait to see this, man.
Quick question. Your dad is guarding Travis in his prime. You still throwing it to him?
Nah.
At the end of the day, we're going to ride together. Now. Yeah. At the end of the day, we're going to ride.
I had to make sure.
I love it.
I think we'll ask both of y'all this question. If y'all could see one guest on the show, who would it be?
But
you have to help us get your answer on the show.
I want to know from him too, obviously, because it's a different. They look at shit different. Excuse me.
That's right. That's right. You're right, though.
Mm-hmm. Who would you want to see on our show?
I mean, I got to think about that. That's more like.
No, it's your generation, like your people, who you like.
Yep.
Keep going.
Music, entertainment, athletes.
You met a lot of people, and did. Remember, you have to help us get your answer on the show. You forgot that part of the question. So it got to be somebody you know.
I don't know. This is the thing. I'm trying to really, you know, give him. I could just say any name, but you know I'm trying to give you.
Yeah, you can just say Tom Brady if you wanted to.
That's right.
A good setup.
Now that'd be lit, though.
That would be lit.
Yeah, it would.
Tom Brady.
To have Tom on this couch?
Yeah.
Tom would do it, though. Yeah.
Would he?
Yeah. Tom would do it.
The culture would love to see him on All the Smoke.
Yeah. No, Tom would do it. Because y'all like that. First of all, everybody give y'all love. Come on, man. Yeah. Everybody give y'all love.
That'd be dope.
Everybody right with y'all. Ain't nobody got no problems with y'all.
Nah, we ain't got a problem with nobody.
Stay out the way.
And y'all know everybody.
Yeah.
And everybody know y'all.
Out the way. That's it.
And you can have a good time with us.
That's it. Maybe not in the recruiting office, but outside the building. But
and we got a tour coming. Let's not forget that. We got to shout out our tour. We're going to Chicago and Detroit. What's the dates?
June 3rd and 4th.
June 3rd and 4th. You dig? Make sure y'all get y'all tickets. Allthesmoke.com.
Check out Al Wasong Smoke in Detroit.
Who?
You dig?
Al Wasong is a clothier. He'll lace you up.
Oh, really?
Out of Detroit.
Al.
He's been doing it for years.
What's his name?
Al Wasong. W-I-S-S-A-M.
Amazing. Man, yeah. We want to thank both you guys for your time. You know, you guys are busy, but thank you guys for your time. And been trying to get here.
And,
yeah,
man.
Exactly. We're going to be back this season, too.
Yeah, y'all got to see a game.
We didn't want to come during the first. Yeah. It was a lot going on. We wanted you guys to get settled in like you are this season, but we appreciate what you guys are doing for not only for this school, but
Junior.
Look what decided to make it.
Junior.
Yeah, what's up, bro? You good? But also just want to thank what you guys are really doing for the culture. You know what I mean? That it doesn't go unnoticed. It's definitely appreciated, and we wish you guys the best of luck this year and beyond.
And I need jersey, bro.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's a wrap. The Sanders family. Catch us on All the Smoke Productions and the DraftKings Network.
You did.
See y'all next week.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.